Thank you, everybody, for gathering here today. It's a somber occasion. We're here to mourn the death of Dadala. Dadala lived. He lived a long life. Woo. You know, well into his 20s, longer than most of us thought he'd make it. And you know. He certainly accrued a lot of comic book merchandise in his lifetime, and other feats that I'm assuming he's proud of.
He owed me thousands.
Yes, yes, he owed us all. He owed us all money. We're aware. There actually is going to be a second ceremony after this one about the money that he owes to everybody.
I'm gonna get in line.
It's like a reverse reading of the will where, like, he has to give you parts of his will because he owes everybody. Yeah. It's weird.
It's a bunch of IOUs.
And psych! All of a sudden, the coffin bursts open and out of the lid, Dala emerges dressed in a sequined suit and with fireworks exploding beside him.
Oh,
no! We're putting it too close!
I think a chunk of my stomach is missing. What the fuck?
Oh, you got us. You got us, Dala, though. That was pretty good.
Gibbledang runs in. Opens door. Stop the wedding, please. I have something to say.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Like, all of a sudden, there's a priest there, and he's like, does anyone wish to have something to say now?
Oh, wait. Is this Dala's funeral? Oh. Oh, is this seat taken? Here, let me sit. Hi, it's me, Gibbledang.
I was actually going to... Hey.
Now that he's alive again, it is his wedding, actually.
Yeah, that's the real prank. Everyone came thinking it was my funeral, and I was
like, surprise. Just ended up going to his wedding. Damn it, I never would have.
Everyone's wearing
wedding,
black, sucker. I knew I'd get you all in the tuxedos.
Oh no, I ruined the surprise.
Also, tuxedos at a funeral is kind of funny.
Hey, you can.
Gotta look nice for God.
Yeah.
So. And who's the priest?
The priest? Oh, that's easy. It's that dude from Princess Bride who's like, marriage!
Marriage.
Marriage.
Nice.
Welcome, everybody, to No Dumb Idea. I'm Gym Leader Nate here with my wonderful co-host. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Okay, doing great.
I'm the titular Dala.
The titular dead and alive Dala.
And wedded. Dead and wed.
No, dead, alive, and wedded.
And I'm the objecting Gibbledang.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. No, if the word no, we're a person. All right, so... So today is a very special holiday. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, you know, it is the wonderful April 1st. April Fool's Day, if you will, a day in which many are made fools of and make fools of others.
That's true.
Now, one of the main things that people do on April Fool's Day is they pull pranks. Pranks are a large cornerstone of April Fool's Day and unfortunately have bled into other parts of our modern culture. Thanks to the wonderful world of YouTube and obnoxious white men.
Just and social media in general.
In social media, yeah. So, luckily there's enough 16-year-old suburbanites to keep us well-stocked with pranks.
my favorite.
At all times. Yes. And
give me all the pranks. Yum, yum, yum.
So I was just wondering, you know, before we really get into this, you know, I was curious, like, have you guys ever been, like, really, really pranked in your lives? Or have you ever seen it happen to someone else where, like, where a prank is so elaborate or just so over the top that it's just like, I can't believe that happened. Whether it's a in a funny way or a not so funny, funny way. It doesn't have to be elaborate too. It could just be like one that was particularly mean or particularly clever.
Yeah.
You know, no, I can't. If I could go first, I can't really, you know, I don't think I've seen too many other pranks done on other people. I do remember once, I think my brother, who's like 6 years older than me, I must have been in high school at the time, he tried to do that, like, opening the door a little bit and putting a cup of water up top so that when you open the door, it falls. I walked through my door, but then the cup fell perfectly straight onto my head, and it just fucking hurt because it was just like the force of a cup. Wait,
it wasn't like a plastic cup or anything. It was just like a. Like
it was
ceramic?
A plastic cup. No, not ceramic. It was a plastic cup.
It was just a cup full
of
water.
A cup full
of
water.
Just happened to fall
bottom. Like,
it
was like a hard plastic. It was
top of my fucking head,
and
it hurt, dude.
Yeah, Jesus. Okay, I thought it was a ceramic cup for a minute or something. I was like, Jesus.
I mean, I didn't get wet, which was cool. No, why would you put a ceramic cup at the top of the...
I don't know why you put a regular cup, honestly.
It's like, actually, I do that prank with a glass bottle of water so that it shatters on their head.
Yeah, people fuck up pranks all the time. I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. That's very... It's like, that reminds me, like, mine's also a sibling prank. You know, mine was my sister... as a prank on me on April Fool's Day 1 year. I was only like 12. And she's like 5 years older than me. She put hand soap into my toothpaste.
Oh, that's so fucked.
And so I went to brush my teeth and like just my mouth tasted like soap. Yeah. Just straight up soap.
You can curse for a month after that.
I would try to curse, and it would just like I would self
and bubbles
like,
would
censor,
come out.
Right?
Yeah,
like a bubble
would
come out, and then when if you pop the bubble, it would be like fuck. Yeah,
that'd be great. Awesome, honestly.
Sorry, I got in trouble recently.
Yeah, sorry. It's a long story, life boy. Don't worry about it.
I was trying to think for me, and like I remember in high school, middle school, me and my friends would goof with each other and have like inside jokes. But there was one I remembered right now, actually, that was just, I was in band practice in middle school, and they did it to me where like they did they pulled the chair so you're supposed to fall, you know. But apparently I like, they were like laughing so hard because they're like, dude, you got like an inch from the floor before you realized there was no chair. And I was like, oh, I did not fucking notice. As I fell back and like legs up and all. So they're like, yeah, we thought you just like figured it out or some bullshit.
It's, were you one of those people who like when that happened to you, you fell back and your body was still perfectly in the shape of a chair the whole time, like as you were falling?
Probably, honestly, because I do remember my legs went up. So probably it's... up in the current, like...
It's funny when you start off by saying apparently, because it immediately makes me think like, oh god, did you black out when you fucking fell?
I got brain damage when my head hit the ground, Although I don't remember much of that year.
I did see that in like middle school, like someone did that to like someone did that, and then the guy who did that was like, oh my god, oh no, what did I do? Because the girl was just like, I need to go, I need the nurse, I can't.
Oh,
fucking hella hard. Dude, you reminded me, they didn't do it to me, luckily, but they would, in high school, I remember, they would take out all the things of your backpack, turn your backpack inside out, put your stuff in that, and then zip it closed, and then you'd have
What was that?
Or they'd do the sweater thing, too, where they, like, they pulled, like, if you have a sweater with sleeves, they'll pull the sleeves and tie them behind you, and it's just a lot of fucking with each other. Are, like, just fucking with you, honestly.
I remember those. Like, the back, like...
The backpack was like, intricate. It's interesting.
I can't remember. It's like it was literally called book bagging or someone. Okay. Like,
I didn't know
but,
that name.
But yeah, you flip it inside out and you zip it all up so that the zipper tabs are on the inside too. And you like push the metal together.
That was so stupid.
Like, one time annoying. I definitely hurt someone on accident when I just flat tired them. Hit the back of their shoe in the hallway, and they just literally did the thing where someone like tumbles forward and tries to catch themselves and just does like a stumble run and just like slammed into the locker, and I was just like, oh.
Scene of the crime.
So I ran. Anyways.
Nice.
But yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, before we really get into the episode, I just wanted to hear a little bit about that. But, you know, but first, before we get into the rest of our festivities, how have you guys been? You know, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been, you know, if I could go first, Skibbledang here, it's been a good week. You know, I feel like I'm going to talk about, like, my last week as well. Because, you know, just the way the episodes have been going, it's just been kind of chugging, pushing them out. Yeah, you know, about 2 weeks ago, Dala and I went to go watch a movie called Late Night with the Devil. It was a Shudder film that got, like, an actual release. I think we were both kind of, like, expecting something different. I think Dala might have liked it more, you know, but they'll go into more about it. I was very much, like, disappointed by it. It had a lot more potential. Yeah, without going into spoilers, it's a mockumentary slash found footage esque horror movie about a like late night talk show host that ends up interviewing a demon or like an entity on the show. And that's kind of like the main gist. The lead is played by David Desmalchin, who's from like Suicide Squad. He played Polka Dot Man. He was in The Dark Knight. He's in a lot of DC stuff. He's a good actor, but I don't know. That movie was very disappointing in my opinion. It made me rewatch two other movies, Ghostwatch and Deadstream, which, they basically do a similar premise, but better. I recommend those.
I guess just to tag on, because it's on the... I did like it. I will say I don't like the AI component, which is pretty...
Yeah.
Well, no. There's basically... They use AI to make interstitials. So it's like... it's like the weirdest like reason to do it. And it's like just for like this 2 second like... it's like on and off. And it's like three times.
It's like the 70s commercial cutaway. We'll be right back. Like, and then it'll show a picture. But the picture will be...
A skeleton with, like, six fingers. And
AI generated.
Yeah. So it's weird. And so I had heard, looking into this, apparently when they originally screened it, like, March of last year, it didn't have those interstitials. So I was talking to Gibbledang, I think yesterday, just, like, I think maybe they might have added that just to kind of get some, like... PR, you know, kind of make some controversy, because it's like it's pointless to have him there, and it's you could take him out and replace him no problem pretty easy, and it doesn't really affect the movie otherwise, you know. It's just
was there like well yeah I was gonna say was there like an uncanny like element to the movie like vibe
yeah but not due to no not the yeah. only
just in general
well no like, I think the only AI was like in the interstitials but I mean the movie it's, was right. uncanny,
I heard the set too but
yeah. that's because
right
it was
so
a...
what my point being maybe that's why they use the AI in the interstitials because AI often makes people feel unsettled when it's not right
the but, thing is it's cartoon skeletons is so if it was like realistic I think that's where it would get plus it wasn't in the original screening. So that's why I'm like, I'm hesitant. Because it's like cartoon skeleton. And it's a blink, you'll miss it for sure. But it's just like, because they show it like two or three times. And like, I think the second time I saw, I was like,
it's not during a scary moment. A
cutting time thing.
It's not like, it's more of like, it was unnecessary. It's like, oh, why does this need to be here? Like, you know.
And one of the interviews too, apparently they were like, we had artists touch it up. And I'm like, this is the touch up?
Yeah. We'll show you. Because I actually have the picture saved in the No Dumb Idea. Oh, yeah.
Did they have the interstitials without the pictures in the original screenings?
I'm not too sure. Apparently, I just read that it wasn't in the original, so I assume it's some other interstitial or just something else.
The funniest thing though that like oh my god, Dala and I could not stop laughing. So I feel like it's every time we go to the movies, like just you and I. There's always some stupid shit that happens. Fucking. So we go to watch this movie, and you know how there's the theater-specific intro, whether or not it's AMC or Cinemark? Dala and I went to Cinemark, and you know, the first intro is like, imagine a world where everything could happen, and like, this is it, this is Cinemark. And then it played again right after.
The same one.
Yeah. We were fucking like Della and I were like, oh my god, we hope it plays for a third time because that would be the most hilarious fucking thing. It didn't, but then the actual movie started, and for Late Night with the Devil, there was like 10 different production companies. So there was like 10 more intros, and we're like, oh, is this the movie? Oh, this is a picture of the Earth. Okay, so, oh no, this isn't the movie. Oh, it's a picture of a TV? Oh no, this isn't the movie. It became the fucking Family Guy skit, where it's like, yeah. You know. It got to the point where like Dala and I were laughing out, like audibly laughing,
just very loud, yeah,
and just being like, "Woo, one more!"
Wow! Oh my
boom,
god!
Boom! Movie starts.
Yeah,
it's like the polar opposite of the ending of Return of the King. Where yeah, instead yeah. There, but you're saying, "Is it over?" Oh nope. Yeah. They're coming. Nope, answer, they faded to black. Episode. Oh nope. Wait, they're back. Okay, they faded to black. I think it's over. Nope. Wait, they're back. Okay, faded to black. I think it's over. No, wait, they're back.
Can we do that for this episode too, where we just keep come back at the end of the episode?
Fade to black. Yeah, going to it.
Let's keep fading to black. Fade out the sound. We'll keep giving like our plugs. Just yeah. In the moments.
You know, other than that, yeah, check out the movies Ghost Watch and Deadstream. They're both, you know, kind of similar premises, like I said, but they're very fun. Actually, Gym Leader Nate, we watched Deadstream the other day.
That was very interesting.
Very silly, very fun. We all watched Godzilla last week, which you could hear the bonus episode. I think it might be out now. You could hear our thoughts on that. Other than that, you know, I've just been trying to be as social as I can, exercising when I can. I went to a goth club the other day. It was so cool. It really felt like, something out of, well, not really out of Blade. That's like a whole other level. But it was good. It was cool. It felt good to be with like a like-minded crowd and whatnot. Really nice experience. I also...
Hell yeah.
So I wanted to talk about the club I went to. My friends had invited me to this goth club. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It sounds cool. You know, I want to be more social. I've never really gone to anything like that. But it is like kind of my scene. But they're like, oh, but there's a burlesque show going on before... And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I've never been to a burlesque show. And, like, it was, like, last minute, and I was like, oh, man. Because Dala...
Best time.
Dala tried to get me to go to...
The best time to go see, yeah, burlesque shows last minute.
Yeah, Dala tried to get me
Because I did, too.
Dala tried to get me to go to a burlesque show in New Orleans. Although, granted, I was sick as shit that day, and I was like, I need to fucking sleep. But yeah, I went to my first burlesque show and it was really fun. But it was like animal themed, which sounds weird, but they were all dressed as like, you know, just like different different animals.
Furlesque, if you will.
Zootopia, if you will.
Ooh, even better. What was the best animal in your opinion? I'm curious.
The first person,
obviously it's got to be hippo.
No, the first one was dressed as a shrimp, which I thought was really funny.
Ooh,
a shrimp. Okay.
I like that.
Sexy. Honestly, there was a girl who was dressed as there was someone who was dressed as a cat. But she was also like the most like, not like to just make it athletic, but like, oh, actually no, she was the best. Yeah. So she was the best because like one, she was like really fucking athletic. Like the shit she was pulling off was like super fucking cool. And then two, she took off her bra and like threw it like as she left on stage, and it hung in the center of the, she like rolled a nat 20 like and managed to get it hung on the middle of the rafters in the center of the stage.
Oh,
and it was
nice.
And everyone went crazy. Everyone's like, yeah, look at that. She did something cool.
Yeah, that's she rolls nat 20s all the time with that, I bet. That's just her fucking shtick.
And
that's
and
cool.
So yeah, it starts off like a burlesque show, and then on the side, like there's like these side doors that open up once the show's done, and you could go into the goth club, and it's all right there.
That's so cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Where was this?
Like SF downtown.
Downtown? Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. That's so sick. That sounds like such a great club experience.
Yeah, that was my last couple of weeks. Really eventful. Really fun stuff.
Nice. I'll go, but only if I could go second. Yeah, so like Late Night with the Devil, like, so I liked it. I was also disappointed because I think me and Gibbleding had better like ideas of what it would be, but I still liked it because I realized like, oh, this is gonna be like a funny.
It's got like not a like hilarious, but it's goofier.
Yeah, like, it's which doing is still, pretty well.
You know, it's not a bad movie, I guess. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, it's not for everyone. Yeah, you're the 3%. You're in the 3%.
I am the 3%.
Yeah, I've been doing art, also exercising. Actually, funny enough, speaking of the burlesque, I've been trying to get in shape so I can try to do some, I forget what it's called, but the like ribbon.
Burlesque? You're going to do your burlesque?
I guess. It's because when I went to NOLA, I was like inspired because one of the guys did the ribbon thing where you like climb the ribbon and do tricks and shit. And I was like,
oh, that's sick.
That looks sick. So I found somewhere in like Berkeley that I'm like, I want to go, but I want to get in shape. Yeah, basically. How so it's like hashtag goals eventually.
Gotta get your deck score up.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm gonna be a rogue eventually at the end of this. Mm-hmm, just fucking stealthy and dexterous as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Quiet on Set, if either of y'all have seen.
Man.
I mean, I'm sure y'all know. It's the Nickelodeon like documentary about like Dan Schneider and some other like pedophiles that were like discovered and kind of just bad work environment. It's honestly nothing new to me. It's kind of about like child acting too through the lens of like the Nickelodeon like sitcoms. It's cool though. It's really I would recommend it. It's interesting. There were some surprises like still. I don't really want to spoil, I guess, but yeah, I would say check it out. If you like, it's a well done documentary. It's like 4 episodes, each like 40 minutes or so. So, and it goes by real quick, honestly. Like I was like, holy shit, we're already on the 4th episode.
Yeah, I need to watch it because I've only ever just like I've just looked up and watched a bunch of reviews.
Yeah, that's.
People basically telling, just saying what's in it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know if I have it in me to, like, actually watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of...
No, yeah, it's definitely... Yeah. I'm just, like, if you're into, like, that or you want to watch... For me, I'm, like, once a year I watch, like, a documentary, like, a true crime or, like... I guess this is still true crime. Docu-series and... Yeah, I mean, it's, like, you just hate the... like villains of the documentary like more and like I already knew they were bad, so it wasn't, and kind of like you were saying, I the reason I watched it is because everyone kept talking about it and telling me scenes, and I'm like, okay, let me like just watch it so I can like know all the scenes. And so, but yeah, it's well done, highly recommend if you're into docuseries. And yeah, and the last thing, your boy got some with some friends, and I guess while Gibbleding was out gothing it up, watching some burlesque shows, I was eating scorpions and testicles and chicken and beef.
Oh, you didn't post the testicles part. Why not? Why didn't you post that?
So we went to a skewer bar. That's because
that wasn't at the restaurant, huh?
Yeah. No, yeah. I never said that was, No, no. So it's funny. It's my friend, the one that like initiated the whole hangout, because we were like, let's check out a skewer bar in Milpitas. So I was like, all right, fuck it. And he's like, hey, are you down to try like the weird stuff or whatever? But yeah, so my friend that like initiated it was like, do you want to try the like, there's like an oddities page, and like he's like, let's try scorpions, and he's like, let's try testicles, like you ain't down. There was also like mealworms, which we didn't try, chicken heads, which we got those, they were okay. Scorpion, okay. Lamb testicles. Yeah, sorry.
I thought they were like,
but it's funny, so
testicles.
Rocky Mountain oysters or whatever they call them.
Kind of. Yeah. The funny part is then in the photo, it looks like basically like a ball, like it looks like a scallop, like a white scallop, like ball, but it's got like the grid cut into it. So when we ordered the food, like that's what it looks like in the photo. So when we were ordering the food, the guy, also sorry, there's like a motorcycle in the background, just ignore it. When we ordered the food, the guy would come and just drop off, and like sometimes he would say what it was, sometimes he wouldn't, and so when we ate, we like kept eating stuff, and we were like, we never got the testicles. And then like suddenly the guy, like at one point we were like, I think it's this one that we had that was like spongy, that looked completely different than like the picture, because it looked like little slivers. And that's why I didn't post on my page, because I was like, I'm gonna post this. People are like, "What the fuck is that?"
You know, like, if I'm gonna post lamb testicles, they need to look like lamb testicles.
Yeah, come on, guys. I want the lamb still hanging on it.
Yeah.
Testicles are okay. They're like spam, kind of. The scorpions are crunchy. They're not bad. They were spiced really pretty. Salty. Yeah. Oh, yeah, kind of.
The scorpions.
Scorpions were good. They
spices. I would love to try those.
The one thing is, be careful. Their stingers might poke you.
Oh, they have figured.
Leave them on. It's just funny. It's like, oh shit.
What are they tasting?
Yeah,
spicy.
Yeah, they were spiced up a lot. So like they tasted like the spices. They were crunchy, a little bit chewier than I expected. Yeah, good. I would recommend the scorpions for sure. The lamb testicles, it's okay. They were real small slivers. So it's kind of like a disappointment. Yeah. Give me the whole ball.
Give me the balls. Yeah. I want the balls.
Give me them. But yeah, no, that's pretty much been my week.
Nice.
But you, gym leader Nate?
As for me, really not a whole lot. I have been getting my sleep schedule back on track and actually waking up at more reasonable times. Today I slept in a little harder, but throughout this week I've been getting up at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, even when I don't have to, just to kind of... Kind of get myself back in the early riser mood if I can actually function during the day, because sometimes it's hard to tell if I just like am not in the swing of it right now, or if really maybe just this is all fruitless or like useless, because at the end of the day I'm always going to be a vampire. But
yeah,
I'd like to believe I could eventually adapt to daylight
to not be tired.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I do my best to keep it working, but other than that, nothing crazy. I did, I mean, I already told you guys about this, but I mean, I'm a huge Magic the Gathering nerd, and every once in a while you get a good pack of Magic the Gathering.
Oh,
and it's just,
yeah,
like,
oh my god.
Oof. It fills you up for a little while.
I'm going to look this up right now, too.
The adrenaline pumping, the door.
Exactly. So I picked up this little pack of Magic cards, decided to buy one for myself, and nice. I opened it up and I got, it's the Fallout set, and I got the Vault Boy thumbs up soul ring card.
Hollow.
And holographic, yeah. So it's the foil version, and it was pretty sick.
Man.
So it looked amazing, and then I went to look it up, and turns out it's like worth $150. So.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Shit. That's a good pull, then.
Really?
That's a pretty good pull. Yeah. On like on a collector booster that was $28 that I bought for like $19.
Hell yeah.
So.
That's definitely a good pull.
What was the name of the card again? I want to look it up. Sorry.
So it's Soul Ring. S-O-L. Yeah, ring.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the Vault Boy Soul Ring from Fallout. Okay.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's cool.
And honestly, yeah, like my brain's been very preoccupied with Magic the Gathering lately, because Fallout set just came out, and I love this Fallout. Universes Beyond set, and then in the actual canon sets now, Outlaws of Thunder Junction's about to come out.
Ooh,
and
I'm
gonna go to the pre-release for that one.
We are. Why did you say?
Oh yeah, we're all going. Like we're all fucking going to Thunder Junction. Thunder Junction. It looks so good. Just for people who don't play Magic, just like just know that they took a bunch of characters from Magic's history, and they decided to use a ton of them in this set. So just like lore wise, it is just absolutely packed to the brim with recognizable faces from old stories who like haven't been used in forever. There's a scattering of people who never really got stories because they were from supplementary sets, like random commander decks and things, and they didn't really have lore. And now they're like, guess what? This motherfucker gets some lore, and this motherfucker gets some lore. And
it kind of feels like like a battle world, almost like the way that, like, to compare it to like Marvel or whatever, where there was
I'm listening. I'm listening now.
All the universes kind of collided into this one big universe that was just like a
yeah,
you know, Well, although this is one plane, like one outlaw kind of plane, but it's like this mishmash of like all these different outlaws or people that were basically from other universes that just arrived here, right? I'm pretty sure that's it.
And it's a bunch, and it's a bunch of people who were like outcasts and outlaws from their home planes too, and like the thing about this plane is that it's a plane that doesn't have any established civilizations on it. And in the recent Magic universe, paths got opened up between all the planes called Omen Paths. So now people can go between worlds. So all of a sudden, everybody started finding this Wild West world where nobody has already settled it yet. And it's full of like magic and resources and all this stuff. So then people immediately start rushing there and building and literally settling as fast as they can. So it's literally the Wild West and like the Gold Rush. And it's Manifest Destiny, but Magic the Gathering, and they're all heading there as fast as they can.
Fucking Gisa and Geralt are coming back. They're getting their own, a couple new ones, which are really good. Oh, I'm so excited. Two more weeks.
Yeah, Gisa and Geralt, years. Like, Kervek the Merciless. Crazy that he's back. Riku. Like, do you remember that I had a Riku of Two Reflections deck?
No, which one was Riku?
It became so he is every time you play a creature spell, you can pay a blue and a green to copy the creature. Every time you play an instant or sorcery, you can play a blue and a red to copy the instant or sorcery. So I had him together for a little while and then changed it out to make my Doctor Who deck.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But it was the same colors, and he was and he was in that deck still for a little while. But Riku, Riku of Two Reflections did not have much lore at all, and now he's in Thunder Junction, called Riku of Many Paths, and so he's exploring all the Omen Paths, I guess. So it's stuff like that that is awesome. Oh, and then there's also this Chronomancer Ogre Wizard who came back, and she was from a Commander deck and didn't get much lore, and her new card is busted.
Nice.
Busted. Absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. Whenever she deals damage to somebody, for as much damage as she did, on your next turn, you get that many upkeep steps.
Interesting.
So anything you have that says, like, at your upkeep, you know, opponent loses 2 life, you gain 2 life, that's going to happen that many times.
Okay.
And then, like, if you have, like, let's say you have that enchantment out that does that, and you have Roaming Throne.
Double.
When Roaming Throne is on the field and she hits somebody, if she was going to hit them and make it happen 8 times, it's going to happen 16 times now. And then when they all of those 16 times go off, Roaming Throne will double those too, as long as you match their creature types. So it's like the possibilities are insane. Sorry, that's just where my mind's been at. I've been very magic preoccupied lately.
Sounds fun, especially like building decks is like on its to itself. Like honestly, just I feel like that would be the funnest part for me. Not even like playing, probably, but just like
that's
more
why
so
I have
like
so many decks too. It's
combining,
like it's,
yeah.
I want
it's so hard for how me many to take them apart. Like it's
yeah true. How many would you say you have just like currently?
Around 10 right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's like I have
that's.
I have 9 commander decks. No, I do have 10. I have 10 commander decks right now, and I have like you know I have like a popper, a 60-card popper deck, a 60-card just like single like or 1v1 I guess like modern deck I guess I'll call it modern because it's just kind of older cards but not specifically a real format, just kind of like kitchen sink for playing casually.
Yeah, it's like different difficulty levels almost.
Yeah, just like whatever cards I had thrown in to make the deck happen. All right, so we, you know, we've been talking about the essence of pranks and April Fools and the spirit of pranks. Well, what I want to do a little bit is I want to play a little game. And it's just simple. It's real simple. It's just called Rate That Prank. So I've collected some pranks via Reddit. And these are stories of someone getting pranked and what happened. And it's up to you guys to tell me on a scale or like on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being that's not a prank. That was just a crime. And like, I'm not like, I hate you or you should be in jail.
Yeah. Okay.
And five being great prank. Amazing. Would run it again.
Okay.
So good three prank. Right in the middle, just being like, yeah, it's a pretty solid joke, but also like, whatever.
Sure. Do we have to, are we trying to get like a consensus on our rating, or do we give our two separate ratings?
I would say, you know, let's try and get a consensus. Let's try and agree as a group what we're going to give each of these pranks overall.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
If I could inject with a little bit of April Fool's trivia.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Marvin Gaye was killed on April Fool's Day, and a lot of people didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Because it was on April Fool's?
Mm-hmm. I guess they just got a news report like, yeah, Marvin Gaye died yesterday, like, on the 2nd. Like,
oh, that
just
would suck. Wait. Yeah.
Basically, I mean, yeah, it feels like...
Just a little fun fact for you, but let's get into it.
Super fun. That's a three.
That's a three?
Yeah, the three.
Nice. It was out of three.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Okay. Like, imagine someone did that now and they actually was a prank. And they, like, had all the news outlets, like, say they were dead. And then the next day they were like, idiots.
Gotcha. Y'all have to...
Like, lamestream media and... strikes again.
Oh, my God. Okay, so really quick. There's this comic book website that I always check. And I even checked it back before, like, the first Captain America movie came out. And on April Fool's, they were like, oh, we just got a look at the design of the new Captain America suit. And, like, it actually has, like, the Mexican flag and, like, a bunch of different other country flags on it just to better represent America and, like, the big melting pot that America is. And that's just one comic book prank that I fucking always think of. Captain America with a Mexico flag on his shoulder.
That's pretty sick.
That's nice. Pretty great. All right, so... Here's going to be our first prank. My roommates one time decided to cut out pieces and pictures from porno magazines and tape them all over the passenger side of my car. The way my car was parked, I never saw the passenger side and I couldn't see it when I drove off to work. I was wondering why everyone was honking at me on the freeway and giving me weird looks on my way in. Finally, my manager at work calls me outside to explain to him why there are blowjobs on my hubcaps.
That's pretty funny. So, that's
pretty funny. Is that, yeah. That's, like, also, I feel like that's
towing the line, but that's pretty goddamn
funny. Yeah. Yeah.
It's rough when you start when you might get in trouble with your job. That's what,
well, yeah. It's also probably like public indecency, you know, so that could be a crime.
I will put it this way. That is a brotherly prank, or that is a sibling, or no, I'd say that's a brotherly prank. If that is your friend, you do not do that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Apparently it was just his roommate. So
That ain't it.
Yeah. I feel like his roommate...
I was going to say, I was going to give it a three, but considering that, I would say maybe a two.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with
it two. It is kind of funny. Too. Also, did you want to give the credit to the person that posted that? Or?
I would, but that one, the account has been deleted.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I don't know.
Sounds good. Yeah. Yeah. Fair. So I guess a two, right. Sounds like.
Yeah, that one's, I like that one a lot. That was like. That was pretty solid.
See, I think if they did I feel like if they did other photos that were funnier, that would go up a lot more. Because it's technically public indecency potentially or getting fired from work. I think that's where I'm like.
But that's what I wonder. I wonder if it is like actually against the law, because like people drive around with those car wraps that are just straight up anime girls naked and they're like, they don't get like, do they get. Tickets for that?
I mean, I think they're technically the ones I've seen. They're usually, I mean, the ones on my car, I mean, the ones that are I've seen, they have clothes usually, at least, you know,
they have things technically. That barely cover their nipples. Technically,
yeah. Right. I'm sure if they explain, it would be fine, but yeah.
Okay, this one's pretty good. It's like this one's like a genre that I feel like I've seen a lot of videos about. I feel like this prank happens a lot. One of my friends worked as a Six Flags operator when we were about 16, 17, and he operated one of the scarier rides that shoots you out of a loading bay at like 70 miles per hour right when you start. He would always tell people, don't forget to buckle your seatbelts right before hitting the button and shooting them out. There were no seatbelts on that ride.
I've seen the video on this, so, yeah.
So, like, there's a version, like, where it's, like, the drop one, the drop ride, and where the guy's always like, oh, wait, hold on, I don't think the bar's locked down. And then right as he goes to check it with his other hand, he hits the button and drops it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
so I feel
not...
like that's a genre of pranks.
Yeah.
I wanna give it like a 3 because I don't think it's a great prank.
Yeah, that's just work at that point. And if it's work, it's not. You know? I don't know.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to do that. He could just be like, all right, ready? Here you go.
3, 2, 1, go. Yeah.
There you go.
It's just like it scares the shit out of people, and I guess my concern is that maybe someone has a fucking heart attack. But that's what I'm like.
Well, if they have a heart attack, why are they going on a roller coaster?
Yeah, fair. So I'll say like
a heart
3.
Condition. Like,
if they, I got a heart attack, keep me on a roller coaster now. It's my last wish.
if the ride doesn't kill them, then I don't think the scare is gonna kill them from before the ride.
True.
But yeah, I feel like that one's probably a decent 3.
Yeah, again, I would agree.
All right. So, this one's pretty good. Let me open it again. All right. So, a bunch of us were at a house party when we were all younger. And most of us got pretty drunk and decided we were going to stay over. We all end up passing out, but one of my buddies decides it'll be funny to take a habanero pepper and rub the juice on our hands along the thumb and forefinger so that when we woke up and rubbed our eyes, we'd have a very rough awakening. Somehow, in the process, he got a seed in his own eyelid. In parentheses, he was not a smart man. We all wake up in the middle of the night to him screaming in pain, and in our drunken stupor, we all immediately rub our eyes, causing even more screaming. I still feel bad for the neighbors.
How does that?
So this guy's prank was he was gonna put hot pepper juice in the eyes of all of his friends by putting it on their hands for when they woke up. For me, personally, that's a 1. That's you're dead to me. We're never going to be friends again. I'm never going to see your face again. This is the last time you see me. Like, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a fake Reddit story, Bob. I don't believe it.
It might be.
That's oh my god. It's just such a dumb way to prank somebody. I mean, sure, obviously, it's like lemon juice and all that stuff. But everybody yelling and screaming? I don't know about that.
Well, I think screaming's an exaggeration, probably. I think they were all just making exclamations at the fact that they had pepper juice in their eyes, which is very painful. So.
I know, but like...
I mean, they're also real drunk, too. So it could be just like the, like, oh, like what the fuck?
Wouldn't be me.
I was trying to think of a way to make it less... Because it's like, I wouldn't fuck with the eyes of people because it's like, those are sensitive, like, important, obviously.
That can cause damage.
Yeah, so I'm like, is there a way to convert this prank so it's, like, closer to 5? And I'm like, I really, like, not with the habanero, at least. I can't think of, like, anything, you know.
Pepper on the penis. It's a good prank.
Ooh. Even better. No, on the testicles, and then add some spice.
Yeah, put a little crosshatch pattern, and then you're all good to go.
There you go. Ooh, chef's kiss. Scarf it with some scorpions.
Sorry, it's like when I go back to the ones I've saved, I keep seeing other comments that like are like, oh, that one's also good, and I need to stop letting myself get distracted.
Man, I do have a fun fact, another little fun factoid for you guys if you want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, bring it up. Well, that's not funny. Selena, you know, 90s singer, very popular, famous. She was killed. She was also shot and killed on April 1st. Yeah.
Did you look up a list of just people that died in April 1st? Because, jeez.
I don't...
We'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Or he's just making it up because it's,
oh, true.
Because it's April Fool's.
Ooh.
Anyways, so the next prank is at a white elephant party, everyone gave different gifts, and one of the gifts was a prank lottery card. The lottery card ended up in the hands of a family member whose daughter was currently very ill and had extremely high medical bills. Upon winning, she realized the winnings would, winning is in quotations, the winnings would easily cover all of their medical bills. Many tears were shed when the prank was finally revealed and she was told that she hadn't won anything.
That's so fucked up.
These are I hate fake lottery tickets.
Wait, is that a common thing for you?
That's that's happened to me twice. As a
Okay. Oh, that's all right. Up. Interesting. Yeah, that's weird.
It's always just out of touch, like kind of unempathetic adults who think it's funny to give kids like false hope, and so I've gotten fake lottery tickets twice in my life. Yeah.
I mean, I would. Okay. I'm gonna say this isn't technically.
That's like pretty insulting to me. Like,
yeah, that's.
I'd say it's like.
That's not a prank. That's just a cruel.
Yeah.
I feel like it might have been a okay prank, it is only in a space where everybody is already relatively wealthy. Then I might think it might be funny.
But like, I think it'd be funny
if you're in a family of people where there's people struggling for money.
Yeah,
give someone a fake lottery ticket.
Medical issues too.
They
fucked up.
They think it's for like a moment need it, that they actually won't go into bankruptcy and they might actually make it and like have a good life because they won the lottery. Like that's such like emotional torture. I can't even.
I think it would be a good prank if like you have a group of friends where one of the people is like kind of like an asshole or something. Like, you know, sometimes there's like those friend groups where there's that one person you don't like. I think that would be the only time I can see it being like kind of funny. But yeah, no, I think it's like a two. It's not a crime, but it's like pretty just fucked up.
Yeah. That's just a hard one. Like someone just buying the wrong thing because they did not think like about other people at all.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That's a good one. So that one, we're obviously giving a one. Like that's.
Yeah.
Like. Whoever did that's not getting invited back next year.
Yeah, they're not invited to the cookout.
So, all right, here's the next one. Me and my friend went to a summer camp in elementary school when I was roughly 10 years old. We usually have designated times for field trips, like 5 to 7 year olds go one day, and then the 8 to 10 year olds, they go the next day. Well, this year, my friend didn't have a calendar, and I told her that our field trip was on Tuesday. It was actually Thursday. And that we'll be going to the pool when we go. So on that Tuesday, she showed up in a full bathing suit, and it was hilarious because she had forgotten her change of clothes. tricking someone fake, into showing up in a bathing suit. It's also a great genre of pranks that is on like TV and movies a lot, where like it's like it's a black tie event. We'll see you there, and then someone shows up in a like tuxedo, and everybody else is like wearing sundresses and like khakis or something. Like
this reminds me of a prank my friends did on each other in high school. I have a friend who had Saturday school for the first time, and he was like freaking out. He's like, "Oh, what do I do? I don't know what to do." And my other friend was like, "Oh, well, it's okay, just go, but you have to wear a uniform. You have to wear your regular uniform." So he went to Saturday school in uniform, and everyone's like, "What the fuck are you wearing? Why are you in your uniform? It's Saturday." Everyone gave him shit for it.
That's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you go to a school that required uniforms?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Wow. But it's also because I grew up, like, you know, like near the border, and my principal was really like, "You are not defined by your area code or the color of your skin. So you will all wear a uniform and not sag your pants and be, you know, be as fucking uptight, like, you know.
Yeah.
Dude made us wear a uniform, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to, it's interesting, I was thinking about it, because I was like, I feel bad for this girl, so I'd probably put it low, like a one or two, but the one, your story about your friend, I'm like, that's pretty funny, and I think, I was thinking about it, I think it's because one of them is you're making someone dress down in an opportunity where it's like, you know, and the others is just kind of goofy, and they're friends, too, it sounds.
If someone's overdressed, like that's a decent prank. If they're, super underdressed,
that ain't it. That's not a great prank. I don't know how close of friends, but yeah.
Then you know what? I'm about five for my for my friend. Yeah, yeah, for my friend making my friend, and for making a girl underdress, that's like a one. That's the one or two.
Agreed.
That ain't it.
Yeah,
that brings it down. That brings it down. It started lighthearted, but all the context just ruined it.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a nice lighthearted one. Speak of the devil. Ooh. My son used to eat cereal for breakfast every single day. One April Fool's Day, when he was about 8 to 10 years old, somewhere around there, I prepped his bowl the night before with milk and a spoon and put it in the freezer. Then in the morning, I poured one thin layer of cereal on top of the frozen milk, and when he came down to eat it, he tried to grab his spoon and instead lifted the entire bowl into his face.
That's a five.
That's a good, that's a prank. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's that is like the perfect like lighthearted thing that like a good parent is like always trying to like, I don't know, have fun at home, you know, make things not so serious and awful all the time.
Make trust issues.
I remember my dad, he once pulled a prank, he left
and that was it. And he still hasn't come back.
God damn it.
Was that a really good prank?
Jesus. No, you know what's funny? The mom that put that Reddit post also didn't put the part where she yelled at the kid for making a mess and made him clean it up.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Where the kid got a nosebleed because he was hit in the head with ice. He
punched his face, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, really, he was a really, he's like,
He's got one eye patch for, like, the rest of the, like, school year or something.
Ooh, yeah. Just...
No, that's a good one, though.
All right.
Minimum damage, you know, just between mom and kid.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the other thing. Yeah, there's no damage, no harm done. Like, it's just a simple thing. So, I've got one more here, and then we're going to wrap up this section of Rate That Prank.
Ooh. Can I take this
with you? So, oh, yeah. Okay. Right
there. Actually, we're gonna buy the D&D
Lego set. Steal all his mini mates and sell them on eBay.
Ooh. Yeah, perfect.
That'd be the greatest prank. Ha ha ha, what a great prank. Him. Get it? All your prized possessions are gone.
Actually, I want to remind me later, I guess, but I'm curious. Does your school have any, like, senior pranks? Like, senior year pranks? Because ours did, but I don't remember many of them, but... I, like, remember hearing a couple. Like, there was one, because we were in a city where it's like agriculture, farmland. Mm-hmm. And so one of the pranks I'd heard, like previous ones, like from my year, was that they released like animals, like pigs and I think cows on the campus. And it's just like, Jesus, that's fucking crazy.
That's pretty good. Honestly, my school didn't have people did senior pranks at my high school.
Mm-hmm.
My class, by the time we got to that, to be seniors, we were like everyone in my class was very like
done with this.
I don't care. I don't fucking care. Like, why would I do a prank? I don't fucking care about this place.
I don't want to conform.
Like, yeah, literally. Like, or it's like, I don't know what it was, but that was like the popular thing to do for like my whole grade. And it was weird because like I was in a small, not a small town, but just like I was in an area of the suburbs where like, you know, when you transferred from like high, junior high to high school and stuff, it was the same people, like, you just constantly saw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you would add more to the mix that you've never seen before, but the same people who were with you in elementary school are right there with you in high school, too. And so...
Yeah, it just funnels up, almost.
Yeah, and so it's, like, it was weird, because just, like, everybody my age when I was growing up there, the thing that was, like, cool was that you didn't care about anything. It was like, yeah. I don't fucking care. Like, not so much that you were, like, doing bad things. It was just more like, no, I'm just gonna do what I want. I'm just gonna eat. Like, I'm just gonna, like, do my homework and not listen to the trouble, like, to people and, like, everybody, like, all the kids in, like,
just the... Keep to yourself, almost.
Yeah, everybody kept to themselves, like, super, super hard. And because of that, it was, like, when we got to those moments where, like, there would be, like, a senior prank or, like, something, like, the seniors do a thing. It's, like...
Yeah.
It would be pulling teeth to get my year to do anything collectively. Because all of us were just, like... No, I don't fucking do that. No.
I think I'm with you that? With... Like, I think if my grade did a senior prank, I was very much like, I don't care. And so I don't even know if we did one my year, technically.
Same. I think technically one happened, but it was like a group of kids from the National Honor Society put sticky notes on an English teacher's classroom or something.
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to be annoying.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The people that participated in like the quote-unquote senior prank like in my high school, they were all the people that were like peaking during high school and were like the preppy, like fucking, like you said, like the honors kids that were like, oh my God, I think the prank was like, let's all drive our cars onto the campus.
To campus.
And nice. And I guess just park them there. It was either that or it was like, let's all camp on campus one year, which is like...
Dude, why would I want to be on school?
See, and that's like those kinds of senior pranks, like the ones made by those, like the... I don't know, those kinds of high
school. The like Valedictorians or something.
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck? Like, everyone else is like... you'd hear an announcement be like, okay, somebody super glued all of the locks and we can't get into the buildings now. Like, so, you know, like shit like that. Those were the actual pranks that
I hated having strict parents because like, I hated being one of the only kids at school on senior ditch day.
Oh, damn. Because
we had senior ditch day where every year the seniors always ditch and don't go to school. Now, granted, we were in the suburbs, so most of the time they didn't ditch. They just told their parents, like, ha, it's senior ditch day. Can I stay home? And they're like, sure, that's funny. And just, like, let it go. Like, most of the people I know who stayed home, their parents just let them stay home. It wasn't like they didn't actually ditch.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was just still at school. And I was, like, in all of my classes, there was, like, 3 to 4 people. And it was like me and a couple other like of the like kids with like strict seniors. Asian or Indian parents. It's like just right, us in the art or AP classes just being like, okay, here we are.
You got strict parents too, I see ya.
Strict parents, yeah.
Bedtime by 6? Yep. 7
smack
actually.
You if you're not home before the sun goes down. Yeah. Let's lights turn on. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I imagine it's like that what's it, the American Psycho scene with the cards but with like strict parents, like check out this parent. It's like,
honestly, ooh. Funny enough, when you have strict parents, we do that a lot. People with strict parents, we absolutely do that when we talk to each other about it, where it's like, where someone's like, well, my parents said I was never allowed to go to sleepovers if anybody of the opposite gender was there. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, my parents didn't like let me go to sleepovers unless they personally went to see the place before I went there.
Oh, yeah, well mine stayed with me at the sleepover. Didn't let me do it
at all. My parents never let me leave the house and kept me in a dog cage. Like, people get real competitive over their parent trauma. Yeah. Myself included. 100% myself included.
Fair. But yeah, sorry. What's the next prank? Sorry, a little side tangent.
I was going to have that be the last one.
Oh. Right,
because cool. I wanted to just talk about one thing real quick.
We pranked you.
Was it the 1946 tsunami that on the Aleutian Island that killed about 165 people?
When was that?
What?
In
1946. Was that also on April 1st? God damn it.
No, yeah, no.
I was just looking April up 1st, things that happened on April 1st.
Tragedies on April 1st. Honestly, that does suck to be like a national tragedy or just whatever, you know, and it's like no one can believe it for 24 hours. Like, you gotta wait. It's like, yeah.
Oh my God! It's like Yellowstone finally erupted. It's like, nice try, buddy. Yeah. I know what day it is.
You think almost I was got born me.
Yesterday.
This Jamook.
All right, what's the last
one? So the real question that I have for you guys is, what would be the ultimate prank? The ultimate prank for both ha-has and spectacle, or if it's something small that you would want to do just to one person, or if it's a grandiose thing you would do. Like, how would we build the best prank?
Man, so first, we got to figure out the target. We got to figure out the target if we... So I guess if we want to... Are we doing this together or like separate? Like three separate pranks?
Together. Together. Okay. We need to sculpt the perfect prank.
Gotcha. Hmm. So do we want to do like a prank towards like one person that we all know? Mm-hmm. Or do we want to prank like Joe Biden or some like big person where we can be like spectacle?
Let's prank Joe Biden. All right. So
wait, can we prank Vladimir Putin?
No. Let's do Joe Biden.
Fine,
we can do Putin.
I'm fine with either, Trump. I guess
Trump is like a good middle ground. Trump's like the is like a son of both in a sense,
and he definitely would not take it well.
Yeah, he wouldn't see it coming.
Amazing.
So Trump is he's eating a hot dog, and what is what happens with the hot dog? There's a string on the hot dog.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. Yeah, we pull the string, and he like starts like, oh no, like, chasing the hot dog as we pull.
Oh no, my hot dog.
And we'll pull it like we keep pulling it. Just,
I was thinking more like, what if like somehow we broke in and found all of his like wigs, and we replaced them with wigs made of like cotton candy, so that like the second they like got wet, they just like melted onto his head.
Oh my god! Like, he's like, oh no, my curse, it's finally been lifted.
I'm finally being returned to human.
We can put that like. There's like a lotion or cologne, I think, that like attracts spiders, and we could put that in the wig, and so he's just constantly covered in spiders. Like, ugh, why are these spiders everywhere? It's those liberals, but they're spiders. I swear, they're always having them all over the place.
Actually, I just figured out the perfect prank for Donald Trump. You know Trump Tower, right? Right.
No.
Yeah, the big one. So we get a plane, right?
Okay. Ooh. So we make a second Trump Tower.
We make a second Trump Tower first.
We make him pay for it.
We like first we have to make an ad campaign smearing him for not having two towers right next to each other. I'm like, look at this little pussy ass bitch. She doesn't even have two towers right next to each other.
Yeah.
Every time he builds one, he only builds one. What a dork.
And then we take the Trump jet, and I was thinking about this earlier. What if 9/11 was on April Fool's Day?
Jesus, that'd be was it April 1st 2001? A year to honestly, that probably would stop the year, like stop April Fools. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, the government's like, we're done with
dude,
April Fools.
You're telling me that the Pentagon and two planes, and, yeah, or the three planes got hijacked and two times? Come on, that's a whole load of malarkey.
No, for sure. And then one of them even was the passengers fought back and crashed the plane into a field. Yeah, it's like, okay, now you're just making shit.
Yeah, come on. What action? Is this Die Hard 6? Yeah, is this Die Hard 6 plot? Come on now.
I just imagine people watching the news and seeing the second tower fall, and they're like, so is this like War of the Worlds or something? Is this like a fiction broadcast? Like, it's April 1st? Like someone's watching it, they still don't believe it.
Like, yeah, right. Change the channel. Nah. Sex in the City season 1 drinks.
I didn't know I was watching Sci-Fi Channel right now.
Yeah, exactly. Discovery.
I was trying to think of like other ways to prank Trump, and I was like, what if we like found a way to clone him and made him run against himself? I feel like that'd be pretty fun. But we make the clone like gay or something too, so it's like.
Oh wow! I think you're really onto something there.
So he has to like go against.
Like, it literally looks exactly like Trump, but he's just a like flamboyantly, incredibly in your face gay.
What if we make hard to tell them apart?
Biden and Trump do the fusion dance.
That'd be a pretty good prank.
As a prank on America.
Yeah.
Okay, so we trick them into thinking they're doing some kind of like some type of like cultural. Like peace
dance
thing, like dance thing, dance. And then they accidentally do the fusion dance, and they whoop, 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 and they, like, they combine, and they're chumpiden, or by, sorry, by dump.
By dump.
I was thinking bump.
Yeah, by dump.
By dump.
Bump. Bimp.
Okay, hear me out.
Bimp.
All right, I got it. Hear me out. We take Trump, we go to his place, you know, his house. We get a bowl of cereal or the milk. We put it in the freezer with a spoon. And then in the morning, we put cereal on top. And so that way, when he comes to eat his morning, his titular morning cereal, nice. He'd be like, oh no, it's all over the place.
Okay, here's what we do. We take Trump's favorite meal, which is historically, it is pizza toppings scraped into a bowl. So really?
Okay, I'm like, that sounds real.
I'm not even making that up, which is that's the wild. Craziest part of this suggestion.
So why doesn't he, like, okay, go on. Sorry.
He orders a pizza, and then they scrape the softer dough, cheese, and toppings all into a bowl. Uh-huh. And then he eats that with
like
a fork.
Like a pizza bowl. Oh, why does he make the pizza? Right. Why not just make it into the thing? I don't know. I guess it's like, what does he do with the extra bread? The dough is just.
He just throws it away. I truly think you underestimate how much rich people don't ask these questions.
Oh no, I know. Like, no, that's why I was like, not surprised.
Yeah, it's like of course he does, because of course what he eats is the most wasteful thing possible.
Yeah,
like disgusting, wasteful thing to buy a whole pizza and just eat the toppings.
Just throw away.
Like,
yeah,
the,
I mean, the,
the,
yeah,
like, you throw away the part that makes it a pizza.
Basically. But yeah, sorry, go on. So what do we do to his pizza bowl?
Oh yeah, we like actually put vegetables in it. And then he like will wither, he'll like shrivel into
no,
a
no.
husk and be like, no.
We put the dough that he throws away and we grate it in so it's hidden. it's too much carbs.
Oh my god, I have this super funny prank where we overthrow the government and instead put in place a socialist democracy that takes care of our most vulnerable citizens. Personally, I think it'd be hilarious.
That's a pretty funny one.
April Fools. I think,
yeah, April they'd have Fools. Some egg in their face.
Oh my god, if there was a revolution on April Fool's Day and they called it like the Rebellion of the Fools or like the Fool's, Fool's Revolt.
The taking
Confederacy of Dunces.
Nice.
So
I did
of a
name
book,
one
actually.
Of the characters in our campaign who's in the tournament right now is named after Dunsparce.
Yeah, I think I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dunspa. Damn, nice. I missed that part.
Yeah. Dunspalona.
I'm trying to think of other pranks. If I can change the target to someone, I'd prank Viv. I would prank Viv and be like,
good.
Viv, hey, you got something on your shirt.
Drew dicks on my face at a sleepover when I was asleep one time, so they deserve
nice.
It.
Nice, yeah. Perfect. What we'll do is we'll do the shirt prank where it's like, you got something right here and like the nose, but we'll actually like, while we're pointing, we'll like put a little marker tip on my finger and I can draw a dick on their shirt. So that
oh
way
my god.
Like, yeah, little...
But that moment, you're just like, it's just a perfect dick drawing, real quick.
It's like detailed,
like Zorro, but with a dick.
It would be dollars.
Watch me do this in three moves.
Yeah, I would prank Viv. Bam. I would make a complete copy of like her commander deck or whatever she has. But I would put her, I would like Photoshop her face onto every. Onto every like card that's there,
card.
Only slightly, so that it's like, what does that look like me? Like, what the fuck? Like, why does it look a little bit different?
Like in the background, just really small or something too, and some
and,
like in the lands.
As she's playing with her own deck, she's like, wait, what the fuck?
Huh? Yeah, make them all smaller, like increase, like just small, like day by day, they're just like 5% smaller each
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and then I'll keep replacing her cards, and I'll just make them 2% smaller every time. So it's
like, that'd be perfect. Honestly, I love this. That's a 5 out of 5.
I guess that's just gaslighting, but
there's an episode of Scrubs where JD, he's like, could you hand me that tiny ketchup bottle? And they're like, sure. And they gives him this tiny ketchup bottle. He's like, thanks. I'm planning an elaborate prank on Turk where he wakes up and thinks he's 4 feet tall.
Everything's like replaced.
It replaces everything with tiny versions.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's perfect. I love that. Honestly, I love that prank. I'm down. I'll help.
That would be a sick prank. You make a, like, an exact copy of someone's room, right? But it's like, but it's slowly tiny. It's like completely shrunk down, right? Like it's like a lot. No, it's a lot smaller. And then all the item, and then like all the items, you get miniature items everywhere that match all their stuff, and like a mini bed and stuff. And then like, you have to make sure they're like drunk, passed out, or crazy asleep.
Yeah.
And then you like you move them into that room to wake up in, and then they wake up and they're just like, "What's going on?" They like can barely move in the room.
With the Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with my room?
What's up with that? It's so small. Kind of like the that old movie prank where you take the mattress at camp and you float the sleeping person out onto the lake on their mattress.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I'll say it's only seen in movies, hopefully.
You only see in movies because the only time that ever happened in real life, probably that kid probably drowned. And that probably was the last time that ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
But also, if you sleep and they get you that far, like, how the fuck?
That's on you. That's on you. Dude. Like, you, like evolution said that you were going to die because you would have been eaten by a lion or something and never woken up.
Should we start wrapping up or
This has been great. This has been great talking about pranks, and I thought that was a fun, you know, fun part of April Fools. That's very important.
Can I talk about one quick prank? Not an April Fools prank, but just someone who had slighted me, I guess. They were an asshole. I'd hung out with somebody, old friend, that they lived out of town. They would come down and visit occasionally, but every time they would visit, they would like start to sour on me. They were very like vain, always like bragging, like talking about money. Oh, I have this much in my account, this much, and it's like, oh my god, why are you like this? And so, you know, it's their birthday and they're like, oh, let's go to the city, let's go hang out and drink and stuff. I'm like, you know, like I got work in the morning and I can't really afford to like go out right now, but they kept like persuading me like, come on. Like I'm in town. Like, let's go. I'm like, fuck it. So we go and, we stay out till like 3 a.m. The whole time he's just like this jackass getting drunk, trying to hit on girls and like, be like, look at my bank account. And just like just the most obnoxious shit. And I'm like, so embarrassed. And, I'm just like, dude, I gotta get home. I've missed all the buses now. Like, do you mind calling me a Lyft? Cause like I told you I was broke. He's like, oh yeah, don't worry, like okay, but you owe me, bro, you owe me. I was gonna say, he said don't even worry about it, but he said you owe me. And I'm just like, bitch, you've been bragging about money the whole night, like what the fuck are you going off about? $13. And so I get home that night, I'm actually really like close with his other friends, and his other friends were even like, oh dude, this guy's such a fucking dick. They all go back to you know, where they're from. And the friend I'm good with is like, yo, this guy's saying that, like, he's asking you for the money, and that you're, like, dodging him, and that you're being like, oh, my God, like, oh, I promise I'll get it back to you. I'm just like, what the fuck? No? Like, and I, you know, either way, like, this guy's being a real jerk about it. And he comes to visit next time, and I'm just like, hey man, like I got your $13 for you, like I'll make sure I give it to you. And I go to the bank with his friends, and I get $14 in pennies, and then I go and I nice. Buy a burlap sack, and I put a big money sign on it. And I tie it up, and
nice.
I'm like, all right, cool, here we go. I even gave him a couple extra dollars for interest.
Amazing. And, oh my god,
yeah, it's awesome. Went I'm just like,
it was it's actually me he's talking about.
I didn't give it to him. I'm gonna be straight up. I'm just like, look,
oh yeah,
you can go give this to him. I'm like, I don't like that guy. Oh,
And yeah,
that's fair.
He got really pissed, and then he blocked me on everything.
Yeah,
and that was my plug.
It's a good plug. Send your friends money bags of pennies when you're alone. Friends. Nah. That's
the real message is don't prank the people you don't want to see exit your life because they don't like you anymore. Like, just as a warning, if you want someone to stick around, just like don't purposefully make them upset.
Yeah. There's no
for your own entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess plugs. If you want to send me what pranks that happened to you or the pranks that you know of. You can always reach me at dadala.art on Instagram, and you can always, send your messages to the No Dumb Idea Instagram as well.
Yeah. If you want to, pull a super funny prank by following me, Gym Leader Nate on all my socials, anywhere you can find me, it's always going to be the same name everywhere. So, Gym Leader Nate.
Ed. You can follow Gibbleding on Instagram as well. At Gibbleding.
Actually, don't.
Go ahead. Actually, don't. Pranks, April Fools.
Got him.
Prank Gibbleding by liking every post on the page.
That'd be really funny. God. It'd be annoying. It'd be so funny if, as a prank, you, blew up his page and, got his,
His
figure post super popular. Well, that'd be so fucking funny.
I would say it would be a better prank if, instead of doing that to me, maybe do that to the No Dumb Idea Instagram and
all four.
Maybe listen to all the Spotify episodes. Links and all the episodes as a funny
Apple
prank
podcast.
On yourself.
Mention us to your friends, as a prank. I listen to a podcast called No Dumb Idea. Haha, got you fuckers.
Yeah. Be like, haha, here. No, dude, send a random episode to your friend. Like, haha, listen to this funny episode. And then it's a prank because it's not funny.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
There you go.
Got him.
Or send to people and be like, look at this terrible podcast. Yeah. That's so listen to it. The prank is we're actually super cool.
Yeah.
Listen to this terrible podcast. And then a parenthesis says, this actually happened just like Marvin Gaye and Selena's death on April 1st.
Oh shit. But goodbye,
thanks,
y'all,
everybody.
Be safe. No, no, no.